And for the first time in 2024, kicking off our fifth year together, these early morning visits, Jason Kahn's Best 5 Minutes of the Day. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you as well.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. I wasn't sure if I missed you or if we had decided not to do this for 2024. So,
you know, as I was just calling, as you were calling, yeah, I was getting your voicemail anyhow. So, okay.
All right.
Well, it was a long holiday weekend. We've had these long weekends and short weeks. Not a bad way to end one year and start another, huh?
Yeah, well, I had an especially long weekend. I had off all the days between Christmas and New Year. So getting back to work today is a bit of a stretch or a bit of a challenge. So,
wow, tell us about the tropical vacation you had.
Yeah, my tropical vacation was I didn't really leave my house a whole lot actually during the holidays. So, didn't do much at all, which was fine by me.
Okay.
So I made it to Minnesota a couple of times, but other than that, nothing else.
I saw that your friend Josh gave you a present you were enjoying and sharing on social media.
Yes. He gave me a mug. We had a comment we talked about months and months ago, and it was, here's the thing. I have a lot of baggage.
Uh-huh.
And so he had me a mug made that said that. And so that was kind of a fun gift to receive. So
that is pretty cool. Well, resolutions is the big thing here, obviously, you know, traditionally, whether it's, you know, losing weight or exercising more or quitting smoking, those are probably the big three.
Yeah.
And so, and yet I was pondering, you know, this morning, I mean, I think, you know, I think the Bible, I'm thinking of like Ephesians 2, as for you, you're dead in your sins. John 15, you wrote about it in Notes from the Upper Room. I mean, about Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Romans 7, I mean, I don't think that the Lord says a lot that's too kind about our resolve.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, I in the past I would make resolutions, and like most people, I would do very well for the first week, and then not much beyond that.
Yeah.
So, you know, several years ago, I switched to choosing a word of the year instead, and that has generally been a better approach for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess we can we can talk about that. But I mentioned I think that a few days before 2024 that I went with curious, but what's your word for the year?
I decided I wanted to do the word present, and that is probably similar to curious. I want to be present to other people, but also present to what is going on for me, what is God's movement in my life, present to beauty in the world. So, yeah, part of the reason I like choosing a word is it allows me to kind of stretch into what are the implications of what this might mean through the coming year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good stuff. No, we'll get the Jeremy Camp song coming out of us this morning. Keep me in the moment for sure. That I would nominate that as a potential theme song for you this year. So
yeah, it sounds like a good one.
Yeah. All right. We've got 1 Peter 1 verses 6 and 7 today.
Yeah, it says, so be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though you must endure trials for a little while. These trials will show you that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold. So when your faith remains strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world.
All right, and Jason unpacks it this way in his devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. I know that life is often challenging. The world often seems like it's on the edge of collapse. Boy, isn't that true? Believers, it's more true than when you wrote it, I think.
No kidding.
Believers and non-believers alike mistreat each other. Churches fall apart. Marriages break up. Health fails. This is perfect for the first one to start the year. I know it sounds like a downer, but you may find this difficult to believe, but I hate these things more than you do. But I also know how they fit into my plan. When you feel discouraged, keep turning back to me, trusting that I know what I'm doing. Just as steel becomes stronger when exposed to heat through a process called tempering, a tested faith becomes more resilient. A tempered faith is worth more than all the gold in the world. When you see my son face to face, it'll be your trials that fuel the highest praise. Final thought.
You know, I think it's a good encouragement that the challenges often help us to grow. To be reminded of that, because sometimes it doesn't feel that way. And, that God is with us through those challenges and trials.
Very good. All right, again, keep me in the moment. I'm nominating that for your Song of the Year for the word presence, so Perfect. Check that out. Thanks, friend. All right, we've got Promise number 2 on the year from Psalm 103, verse 8. I am full of mercy and grace, and I overflow with love. That is so good, it's worth repeating. You might want to just read all of Psalm 103 to just get your day started good today. But I am full of mercy and grace, and I overflow with love. That is so good from Barry Adams. And again, he's got the great Niagara Falls picture up because he references it in his devotion today where he says, we live only a few miles from Niagara Falls. I'm always overwhelmed by the sheer power and volume of the water that cascades over the brink of this natural wonder every second. When I think of the unending stream of God's love that he shows to us every day, I think of this natural wonder. As we continue our daily journey of reflecting on some of the promises of God in this new year, may we always be reminded of how he sees us. The Lord is full of mercy and grace, and he overflows with love toward us. Everything that he does is motivated by his eternal, unending kindness. Two more short paragraphs close out that devotion. Go check it out yourself at 365promises.com.
Well, getting the week and the year of the WIB Wake Up Show started on a Tuesday morning here, Caleb and Havel with you, recapping kind of a long weekend and a weekend where we kept things close to home. The plan was to go to southwestern Iowa around New Year's to celebrate Christmas with family there, but we were too sick, unfortunately, Lindsay and the baby and myself, and so we weren't able to go. So second straight year that we've missed Christmas, so that was difficult. Yeah, it's tough. Get to see my grandparents about twice a year, and so I'm still struggling with that, I guess. But yeah, so we had time as a family to just kind of stay home, wrap in blankets, watch some football, enjoyed some time together, and getting closer to being on the mend here, at least I am, and prayers appreciated for Lindsay and the baby as they're trying to kick this crud as well.
Yeah, and so I was under the weather as well. Basically, after the morning show on Friday, headed home and was just kind of just lacking the energy. And so just kind of took it out of me for the week. And one of the things I did get out of the house to do the drive through at Chick-fil-A, because the end of the year, and if you had any Chick-fil-A coupons that had a date on them, you need to use those before the end of the year. And so my first time stopping at the new Chick-fil-A, and man, it was coming up on 2 o'clock on Saturday. I mean, long lines in two lanes for drive-through. They've got multiple people out, though, getting your orders. And there is just an impressiveness, not only with the way they handle it, but also just like there is this upbeat vibe, like, you know, positivity. And so, and the food was delicious as well. So,
people say Chick-fil-A should handle a lot of things with our government as well, too. It probably would be more efficient.
I mean, really, I was in there and I'd experienced the same thing, you know, when I was in Tennessee from a Chick-fil-A. So whatever the plan is, and a friend of mine, Josh, is working there and he's just loving it, touting it on social media. So anyhow, that was one of the highlights from the
weekend. There you go. It's Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Good to have you with us for the first time on a Tuesday Trivia morning in 2024. And we're going to give you another shot at winning that fantastic 18-track album from Jason Gray, Order, Disorder, Reorder. I know he's very, very proud of that project, one of his favorites that he's ever done, he's mentioned. And so we would like to give that to you. We tried to give this away before, and we're not able to at the end of last year, so we're going to give this another shot, and hopefully we'll have a winner this time.
In my mind, I kind of picture both of us holding this CD saying we would love to each have it. It's kind of like a Fox says, win Terry's money, win our CD today. So
715-723-2555, 723-2555, and this is our question today. If you're typical, you'll have five of these in your home. If you're average, you'll have five of what in your house? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 as we start 2024's Tuesday Trivia Slate here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. If you're typical, you'll have five of what in your house?
Yeah. And again, same message as last year in 2023. We need brave, courageous people to step out and be the leaders and be the first ones to guess.
Especially when it's a little colder outside as well, too. And you're like, do I really want to dial? Hopefully you have our numbers, our text and listener line number and our main studio number right in your phone. And you can even just activate it by voice or something with your car's Bluetooth. If you're typical, if you're average, you'll have five of these in your home. Five of what? Five of what? 715-723-2555.
All right.
715-723-2555 in case our first caller here does not get it, but you never know.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta.
Hey, Greg. Start us off.
Let's try tape measures.
Tape measures, and probably half of those are lost.
Yeah, right.
Is it five different tape measures? It is not, but thank you, Greg, from Augusta. Again, 715-723-2555. I see a person or two texting in. Remember, you have to call us live to be eligible.
It's a new year, new reminder. Yeah, same line. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Stephanie Colfax.
Hey, Stephanie, what do you think? If you're typical, you'll have five of what in your house?
Phone chargers.
Oh, that's a good one.
And a lot of those are in a big rat's nest of cords, probably in the junk drawer in the kitchen.
We were having some discussion about that in our house over the weekend. Whose is whose exactly? But
it is not phone chargers. Thank you, Stephanie from Colfax. We've heard from Augusta. We've heard from Colfax. Good. Have we heard from you? 715-723-2555.
About Eau Claire La Crosse Menominee. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire.
Hey, Kevin. There's Eau Claire. Check.
Is it TVs?
If you're typical, you'll have five TVs in your home.
That may be the case, but it's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Kevin from Eau Claire. Again, if you're average, on average, you'll have five of what in the house?
Couple more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sarah from Fall Creek.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, and I'm going to stick with the tool theme. I would thought tape measure right away, too, but I'm going to say screwdrivers.
Screwdrivers.
All right, it can't be tape measures. Could it be screwdrivers?
It's not. Neither flathead nor Phillips, though right. I can never find the right one when I need it.
There we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Hi, Vicky.
How about rooms?
Rooms. If you're typical, you'll have five rooms in your house. Like the way you're thinking there, Vicky, is it rooms?
It's not.
It is not, but thank you. Again, incorrect guess is not tape measures, not phone chargers, not TVs, screwdrivers, or rooms, as you think about this for later.
All right, how about three more guesses? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? All right. We won't count that. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire again.
All right, Kevin.
Is it beds?
Is it five beds in your house?
Could be, but not what we're looking for.
It's not. Again, if you're average, you'll have five of what in your home?
Two more guesses before 8 o'clock. Otherwise, move on to after 8:15. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Curtis from Eau Claire. Curtis. And I'm going to say toothbrushes.
Toothbrushes.
Five of those in the average home? No.
Not toothbrushes, but good thinking.
Yeah. One last guess here before 8 o'clock. You've got the floor. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Freeburn from Chippewa Falls. I'm going to take a wild guess and say clocks.
Clocks. Is it clocks? The good old-fashioned clocks, wall clocks, or any other kind of clock? Is there five clocks in the average home?
That's not what we're looking for.
But thank you for calling from Chippewa, our first guest from Chippewa. Again, we'd love to hear from you in your city as well, but you're going to have to wait till next hour.
The word average popped up there. We talked about the average home. So, thinking of this tune from Bruce Carroll, Average Joe on WIP. 24 degrees now. All right, round two of Tuesday Trivia to kick off 2024.
Yes, we have the Order, Disorder, Reorder album from Jason Gray for one of you. If you can figure this out at 715-723-2555, 18 different songs. Phenomenal album from Jason. Our question is this. If you're typical, you'll have five of these in your house. If you are on average, you'll have five of what in your home? Five of what? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Call us live on the air. We've heard from Augusta, from Fall Creek, from Colfax, from Chippewa, from Eau Claire. Have we heard from you? 715-723-2555. Again, if you're typical, you'll have five of these in your home.
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Charlotte from Conrad.
Hi,
hey, Charlotte. What do you
say? What is that?
And I'm gonna say pets.
You're gonna say pets. Again, does the typical home have five pets residing in it? Charlotte from Conrad, is that what we're looking for?
No.
It's not, but thank you for calling in. Such a bright, clear voice on this morning, too. Great way to start the second hour here of the WIB Wake Up Show of the Tuesday trivia portion, at least.
Yeah, thank you, Charlotte. All right, she's gone. Lines are completely open now. No other callers other than pets. What are some of the answers we had?
Incorrect answers. Not tape measures, phone chargers, TVs, screwdrivers, rooms, beds, toothbrushes, clocks, or now pets. If you're average, if you're typical, you'll have five of these. Five of what? In your home. 715-723-2555 with your guesses.
All right. And we'll welcome those here on WWIB. And our usual first question for you is, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
And this is Crystal from Jump River.
Hey, Crystal.
What do you think?
I'm going to say potato peelers just because I have at least five.
What in the world do you do? I mean, do they not all work, but you keep them around for sentimental value, or why?
I hope for help.
Yes, that makes sense. Oh, man. Is it five potato peelers?
Let me just say, my friend Inez in Eau Claire, I think she collects potato mashers, had over 80 last I knew. Maybe it's more than that.
Oh, my word.
Is that the number of potato peelers? No, it's not. All right.
But you know what? Next time, Crystal's family, next time she's peeling potatoes, know that you have no excuse. There are four other pairs of hands that can jump in and help.
There you go. That's a fun device, peeling potatoes. It is fun. And then making the mashed potatoes. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura. It's a barbershop.
You're kind of breaking up here.
What do you think?
Kitchen shears.
Kitchen shears.
I thought chairs.
Kitchen chairs. All right, sorry. I was still in the potato peeler implement mindset. Is it kitchen chairs?
Caleb's still getting healthy. That's not it. Thanks, anyhow. Try again. Hopefully a clearer line. 715-723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark. Good morning. Jody Wellscott.
Hey,
from
Jody.
Oliva.
Happy New Year, girl.
Hey, thank you. You too. I am thinking maybe remote controls.
Mm. Remote controls.
Yeah.
You don't always know what they do, what they're for, but you have them just in case.
Could that be it?
No, sorry. Not remote controls. If you're typical, you'll have five of what in your house? Five of these.
All right. 723-2555. A couple more guesses here. Moves on till after 845. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Have five of what?
Go ahead, honey.
Yep. I have... How?
Go ahead, honey.
Go ahead.
Okay, it's I'm Frank from Eau Claire.
Hey, Frank.
And I'm going to guess garbage cans.
Is it garbage cans? Does the average home have five garbage cans, Frank from Eau Claire?
It's not it.
Not good guess, though.
No.
You're typical, you'll have five of these in your home.
I heard his wife referring to him as honey in the background, so I was just having fun. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Evelyn from
Bruce. Hey, Evelyn.
Is it people?
Is it people? Are there at five residents in the average house? Evelyn from Bruce, that is a well-thought-out guess.
There you go. Thinking outside the box a little bit.
Is it what we're looking for?
No.
It is not, but thank you. Good to hear from Bruce. If you're typical, you'll have five of these in your home. That's what we're looking for. Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Try number three, Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, first episode of 2024, and we are so glad to have you with us, trying to give away the Order, Disorder, Reorder album from Jason Gray, such a talented artist, and so great to have him last year at our 50th anniversary celebration. We want to give that to you if you can answer this, 715-723-2555. If you're typical, you'll have five of what in your house? If you're average, you'll have five of these in your home. Five of what? 715-723-2555, 723-2555.
Okay, and people are ready to go. They've been following along this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Bruce again. Is it keys?
Uh-huh. Evelyn from Bruce thinks keys. If you're typical, you'll have five keys in your house. Is that what it is? Evelyn?
Sorry.
It's not, but a good guess. Thank you, 715-723-2555. And again, doesn't mean some of these couldn't be true, but not the answer we are looking for this morning.
And so the well is a little dry at the moment here of
again,
guesses.
We can go through some of the incorrect answers.
Might
so
as well.
If you are on average, if you're typical, you'll have five of what in your home? It's not tape measures, phone chargers, TVs, screwdrivers, rooms, beds, toothbrushes, clocks, pets, potato peelers, kitchen chairs, remote controls, garbage cans, people, or keys.
All right. Lots of good guesses have been undertaken. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kevin from Eau Claire.
Hey, Kevin.
Is it boxes of cereal?
Is it boxes of cereal? Is it typical to have 5 boxes of cereal in your home, Kevin from Eau Claire? That's absolutely correct.
Way to go, Kevin.
All right.
What led you in that direction? Because people had not been choosing any food-related item.
With 4 kids, it's a typical guess.
There you go. And what's the favorite kind of cereal in your household, Kevin?
I would probably say Chex.
Chex, okay. Very solid choice and very versatile as well around the holidays. Well, Kevin, hang on the line for us. We'll tell you how to get this CD from Jason Gray, Order, Disorder, Reorder. We figured it out right at the end, Havel. Yeah, 5 boxes of cereal for the typical household.
We had talked about maybe having to give some kind of hint to lead people in the food direction, but Kevin was smart enough to figure it out.